Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right now, we go to one of the voices of Sunday, or last night, the voice of Thursday night, right here on the Browns Radio Network, which can be heard on 92.3 The Fan. On the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline, he is Mr. Doug Deacon. Hello, Deke. How are you?
Good morning.
Morning, Deke.
It is a good morning.
Oh, man. I tell you, they came out last night so strong, Deke, and I was so happy for the way that Case Keenum was able to lead this team right out there. I thought they set the tone right away offensively and defensively, and, you know, they drove the show last night.
Yeah, and in the end, it was a great feel-good story about D'Ernest Johnson, you know, the guy that was on a fishing boat, and they went out and signed him, and he sat behind Chubb and Kareem Hunt for last couple years, and then the next thing you know, he gets his opportunity, and he has one heck of a football game.
What do you make out of Kevin Stefanski's play calling for D'Ernest Johnson? Did it look similar to what we see with Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt, or did he throw something special in there?
No, I think it's pretty much the same. I mean, and if you watched him, he looked like Nick Chubb with some of those cuts. He has good vision. He made some good decisions at the line of scrimmage where to, you know, take the ball. And I think you got to give the offensive line credit. You know, just not one running back, you know, doing it all by himself. The offensive line, Jedrick Wilson, he was able to, I think, for the first time this season, play an entire game. That helped out. And it was just a good team win.
Yeah, how were they able to make sure that, you know, Von Miller had said a lot of things going into that game last night, and at the end he said he was embarrassed. How were they able to support that offensive line last night for Blake Hance? Because I thought he was the one that needed a little bit of help last night, and what'd you think of the performance of? I mean, that was a team effort to make sure that Von Miller wasn't going to do any damage last night.
Well, yeah, and it's, you know, it's kind of ironic that the guy that, you know, kind of shoots his mouth off ends up leaving the game with an injury, and you know, they helped with the tight ends, they helped with, you know, different people, but you know, he wasn't a factor in the football game for the most part. So you know, it's, you know, Von Miller has the most sacks since he came into the league. I think he's like at 111. He's ahead of, I'm trying to think of the other two guys. Well, we played him last week, J.J. Watt and Chandler Jones. But he, you know, he's not the same player he was a couple years ago. But they did a nice job of, you know, making sure that, you know, they had either slid the protection his way, kept somebody in to help out, or be a tight end or a running back, and just controlled it.
All right. We'll go right to your nerdy offensive line question of the week from me. So Blake Hance playing left tackle the week before, moving to right tackle this week. How hard is it for a guy to be able to do that, and especially with Von Miller coming after him?
Well, it's going from a right-handed stance or left-handed stance to a right-handed stance, and you know, you got to be a pretty athletic guy to be able to do it. And you know, it's not the easiest thing, but you know, obviously he's, you know, been able to work on both sides in practice, and you know, he made the adjustment and did a nice job.
All right, let me ask this question. You know, when we watch cooking shows, I'm gonna take this a little way and then I'll come back. But when we watch cooking shows, like, the pinnacle is to be the Iron Chef, right? That's like the pinnacle of being a chef. So when it comes to holding calls and understanding holding, I have to turn to you on this, Deke. You are like the Iron offensive lineman of all time when it comes to holding. I know it was a long way to go. Listen,
especially for a guy who never held.
That's true. Myles Garrett was complaining about that last night. And I got to tell you, as a Browns fan, I think everybody who's watching this is going, yeah, why is Myles Garrett not getting any holding calls? You know, he said he's getting the Shaq treatment. What do you think?
Well, there was a few times that they were holding him. I mean, you can't say it's every play, but you know, it's up to the officiating crew. Some of them, you know, they call everything, or they'll call it early in the game just to kind of set the tone. Or, you know, some of them will be a little looser in what they do. But, yeah, there was a couple times, you know, you could just see where they just grabbed him. But, I think if you looked at early in the game, the Browns had like 6 or 7 penalties, and I don't think the Broncos had but 2. And, you know, you'd like to see it consistent across the board, but you don't always get that.
Does it do him any good to complain about it, though?
No, not really. I mean, because the officials don't read the local papers after you're done. But, you know, it'll show up on, you know, the tapes, and, you know, they evaluate the officials after, you know, every game. And, you know, if it's obvious that they miss some calls, you know, they're not going to be doing any Super Bowls.
Doug Deacon, Browns Radio Network, joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Deke, I was impressed by how the secondary played. I feel like there was a real improvement that took place in Joe Woods' secondary. Nobody was cheating on anything. Nobody was going after interceptions, and the ball happened to find its way to John Johnson's hands. How'd you think the secondary played?
Well, I think they played a lot better. And, you know, the combination of, you know, the opponent you were playing and the receivers that they had, obviously Cortland Sutton is a very good receiver, but they, you know, kept everything in control. And I think, you know, they made a conscientious effort to play as a team rather as individuals. And, you know, it's not, you know, well, this is my guy, you know, this is our guy. You know, we've got to pass him off if the coverage is his own and make sure that, you know, they don't get behind us or there's not somebody that's, you know, wide open running for 40, you know, yards like we've seen the last couple of weeks. And they did a good job of adjusting it.
I want to talk about just kicking the field goal. And when Chase McLaughlin hit the 50-plus yarder yesterday, and I was listening to it on the radio, I thought Jim had a great call on that as he was trying to explain how the ball was just flipping over and over in that deep wind. And, you know, we've seen the last couple of weeks where they've had the opportunity to take the field goal and didn't, or at least try the field goal and didn't. How important was it to grab that 10-point lead last night? And kind of I thought that set the tone for that buffer they had all night.
Oh, it did. I mean, and, you know, unfortunately, he got the one kick blocked. You know, I think he was 9 for 9 on the season going in. And McManus on the other side was like 12 for 12. So, you know, when you're kicking into that dog pound end and the wind down there was a little rough last, the good thing about, you know, Chase is he kind of drives the ball low. And I don't know if that's one of the reasons when he went to the other end, he got it blocked. I think more was the protection up front where somebody got steamrolled and they got in and got a hand on it. But, you know, at our stadium, it's not an easy place to kick. Phil Dawson, you know, used to, you know, try to explain the flags. You know, if flags blowing against you, it's really going with you. And, you know, I'm going, Phil, how do you see that? Well, you know, Phil's been out there kicking for many years, and, he adjusted to it and then was able to do it. But, you know, Chase McLaughlin, he's been just, you know, great for the team because, you know, you can count on him. When you get in field goal range and long distance, he's done well with that too. And he also went to Illinois.
Yeah, I noticed that. I noticed that in the call. I wasn't going to bring it up. Go ahead.
It helps along the way. You know, good education, yeah. Well-rounded. So Deke, backup quarterback in there, Baker Mayfield suffering the injuries, and they managed to get Case Keenum out there. I thought he looked okay. He kept the train on the tracks. What'd you think of Keenum's performance?
I thought it was very solid. I think, you know, he obviously understands the offense. He's, you know, he's played in it up in Minnesota. He's you know, played in Denver. I mean, he's been around the neighborhood here. But he, you know, he's just a solid football player. With you know, the saying is always, you know, been in for football players, opportunity is not is only good as the preparation you have. And he came into the game very well prepared, very comfortable in the offense, and you know he didn't try to do too much. He went to the receivers that were open that he, you know, was able to read. And I think, you know, he's just a professional, and that's what you want out of your backup quarterback.
Deke, did D'Ernest Johnson play himself into a trade last night? I hate to look at it that way, but if Kareem can come back, I mean, it's kind of hard for him to bust through that ceiling, and his value just skyrocketed last night.
Well, I mean, when you got two running backs on the IR, I don't know if you you're looking for trade. It's always, you know, a position of depth and that you would like to have. And, you know, in Kevin Stefanski's offense, you know, the running game sets up the passing game with the play action. I don't think, you know, he can get enough running backs. And the other thing is, you know, he plays on special teams normally. I don't think he did last night, but, you know, he's one of those guys that just, you know, he's a football player that is also a darn good running back.
Deke, have you ever had to block for a tight end screen? Because I've never seen another team besides, like, the Chiefs, maybe the Niners, run tight end screens the way that this Browns team does with Hooper and Njoku and all these different guys. I feel like Kevin Stefanski gets dared every week to run a screen for a player, and then he does it.
I'm trying to think if we ever ran any with Ozzie. I think we probably did. I know when I started, you know, Milt Morin and Chip Glass, I don't think we ran any. I don't think they had a lot of tight end screens back then. But, no, I mean, it's one of those, you know, it's a creative way of, you know, getting the ball in your playmaker's hands.
Deke, what are you looking for as far as Baker's future here? I mean, we heard the story about the fracture in his shoulder now and, you know, the torn labrum. And, you know, we were watching every cutaway they showed him last night. Just looked like he was so antsy on the sidelines that he wanted to play. It does seem weird that we do know surgery is going to be inevitable for him, but how do you just kind of view this story moving into the Pittsburgh game?
Well, I mean, you know, Baker's a gamer. I mean, he's a competitor. You know, that's one of his, you know, greatest strengths. I mean, he likes to play and he likes to compete, and, you know, he's a good leader. But I think, you know, if you got to make a decision what's best for him, you know, health-wise. And, you know, at some point, you know, you got to decide can he play out the season, or is it, you know, let's get it taken care of and, you know, we'll roll with him next year. You know, it's unfortunate because I think this is his, you know, contract year, and, you know, it's that hurts that, you know, part of it because you don't know what you're going to have when he comes back. But, I mean, it's his left shoulder, not his right.
All right, Deke, you sound pretty awake after doing this game last night. What cup of coffee are you on?
Just my second, but it was decaf. I'm planning on going back to bed at some point today.
All right.
You take away that L.A. trip and then the 4 o'clock game. My body clock is just in different time zones.
Yeah, now what are you going to do on Sunday? You're going to sleep in and you'll be like, what do I do?
I'll probably be sitting here watching football.
That's true.
Good man.
All right, Deke, thank you. We always appreciate your time and your perspective. Thank you so much.
Okay, guys.
All right,
thanks,
Deacon.
Man.
Browns legend with us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Whew.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.